Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jeweler watch tells me it is 10:10 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Friday, December 5, 2025. It's frigid, but it's beautiful because we're alive. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor veterans we've lost this year but celebrate today, thanks to John, like Joseph Palakar, Dixon City, Richard Rossi, Sugarloaf, Gerald Piembianco, Plains Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all, even the dummycrats, for the balance of this morning. So, Economic Policy Institute said tariff increases do not cause inflation. Any responsible economist that is not tied to a political party will say the same thing. There's an acknowledgement tariffs can cause one-time increases in price levels, but that does not lead to sustained inflation. By the way, when the tariffs are removed, prices don't go down immediately either. It's what is. Let me explain why. I've done this before, but like Garrett Morris on Saturday Night Live, I'll do this now for the hard of hearing. Or if you just didn't happen to be listening, that which is also quite acceptable. A tariff does not happen. See, this is the problem with Democrat economic philosophy, because it's not scientifically or logically based. Just like they say tax cuts reduce the amount of revenue that governments take in, and it's completely false, demonstrably, provably false, going all the way back to John F. Kennedy's tax cuts. Revenue goes up. Now, why don't prices or overall, why does not overall inflation increase when there's imposition of tariffs? Because the people selling it, the Red Chinese, just for example, they're shipping all this crap into the country. Trump whacks them with tariffs. 50%, say. Well, they've got to keep their factories running. So they say they lean on the people who are doing the shipping. They lean on the people who are supplying them when they're putting together the twinkly lights. And everybody on that side takes a hit because they know if prices increase in the United States, they will sell less than they need to sell to keep the factory running. So they take the hit by and large. Now, this goes to the retailer. And Walmart says, hey, we're going to sell less Christmas lights than we ordered. And we're going to be stuck with Christmas lights and have to warehouse them for an entire year. We better eat part of this. And they do. You may increase or experience price increases for other reasons, but it doesn't happen solely because of tariffs. Because what the Democrats use in all their analyses is a static, meaning nothing changes. And in their mind, if the tariff is 50%, you will pay 50% more for whatever it is that the tariff is on. That's a lie. It's false. It never happens. What normal economists do is they say, all right, how do the people in this entire supply chain, as well as consumers, react? And by the way, just telling you, do you really need another string of lights? I'm just saying. But that aside, they ignore people's responses. Period. I'm like, I don't get it. You don't understand that people do things in response? Like, people react. That's like saying, if you touch a stove and you get burned, you're going to keep your hand on the stove. That's the level of stupidity that Democrat, partisan Democrat economists are undergoing. And I just don't get it. Hey, let's go to Ken from Wilkes-Barre. How are you, Ken?
Hey, Bob. Honestly, Democrats have to use static models for everything. Otherwise, they can't just lie and say how their programs don't work.
Yep.
Like, they're all every poverty initiative. Well, we'll just do this and everything will be fine. They refuse to take human interaction into the equation because it shows they don't work.
And Ken, here's what I ask most days on the program. Why? Why do you not want the truth? Why do you not want the facts? Why do you not want to deal with issues in the realm of reality? That's the part I cannot understand.
Money and power.
I guess.
Money and power.
Yeah.
And of course, for politicians, you know this, Bob. Politicians' only job is to talk about problems. Not to actually fix them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if they could talk about problems, well, then they got a career.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, they've been talking, you know, there have been people trying to get a Palestinian and Israeli peace treaty for 60 years. They don't want to see one done. That means they can't retire.
Yeah. We could do away, if Trump stayed in office for 8 years straight, we could do away with the United Nations.
I mean, it just comes down to, for government and Democrats especially, they see a problem, they throw money at it, and they stop looking.
Yeah.
They never look at the what happens on the equal side of the equation.
Yep.
It's like, all right, you did this. What did that program do? If you remember, Rush talked about the original Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And why it happened. Remember, the Pilgrims dabbled in socialism, and it almost starved and killed them all. Which is why they changed.
Yeah. And it said, here, we'll give you an incentive to actually produce enough food for us to eat. And voila, it worked.
Right.
Ken, can we save these people from themselves?
They don't want to be saved.
I know.
You can only save the drowning man that's willing to reach out to you.
Yeah. It's, well, unfortunately, they're all on the same ship we're on. And they want to drive right at the iceberg. We're trying to steer it away. And instead of killing all of us, destroying all of us, we're going to save them despite themselves.
You know, I'd like to think that, Bob, except like the last election where we had less than 25% turnout.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
I know.
The only, until we have consistent 80% plus voter turnout, we're not saving anybody.
Yeah.
We're just slowly emptying water as the ship sinks, hoping to make it last as long as possible.
Hmm. Well, I try to be an optimist, but there's nothing you said that I can disagree with.
Well, you know what? That's the problem is I'm not an optimist. I look at what things are, yeah. Not what I hope they can be.
Yep.
That's the only way to fix things.
Appreciate it, Ken. Thank you.
Yep.
He nailed every point. But I still go back to again, money and power. That there is the answer. Why? But see, then there's the followers. The dummycrats. What are they getting out of it, except maybe a voice at the table, maybe some minor ego massaging? I don't understand. I go to the gas station during the Biden administration. The Green New Deal policies have clearly failed. Electric cars, battery-powered cars, are no better for the environment. In fact, net's probably worse, and that's their main solution. And they cling to it. It's not understandable. It's just not understandable. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Royal Guardsmen released their hit Snoopy versus the Red Baron this date, 1966, and we were all Snoopy fans. I was about 5. Well, how could you not be a fan of Snoopy? He was the coolest dog ever. Oh, what a great song. Murph is he's going to, and I, you know, there's, that is actually some decent music in that song. At least by my lights. I'm not an expert, but there is, you know? By the way, Jimmy Kimmel, why didn't he just stay fired? He, excuse me. He said that ordinary fishermen were getting waxed by U.S. power. He raised, and he wasn't done lying yet. He said that the Trump administration is interrupting the pursuit of Chilean bass. Wow. How do you become so insane? I really don't know. And I mean, It's why you've got to have a hardcore skepticism of your leaders, particularly if you're on the left. You've got to be saying, man, these people are so stupid and crazy. I can't even keep up with their insanity. Yeah, the fisherman, as RW texted me, he sent me a picture, and it said, yeah, look at all the fishing poles and the nets. It's insane. Well, when I get in a lather about stupid people and liars, I want to talk about something great. And that would be Valhalla Veteran Services. And we got John Wharton on the blower. John, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing today, Bob?
Doing great. Tell me, what do you got? What's happening?
All right, well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for reaching out to me. I put up a post for Valhalla Veteran Services, which is the group that I'm associated with, for veterans and first responders. What we do is we help with mental health counseling of veterans, active military, and first responders. And we are a nonprofit 501c3 group, which most of our money, all of our money comes from either grants or donations. And I had put up a chart that we have that we look at every month when our board meets called the write-off report. And in that, it detailed, and it's up on our Facebook page, Valhalla Veterans Services. But it details what the write-off is for what we actually don't get from the insurance companies. So I guess we could start by talking about that. Maybe I could explain more about what a write-off report is.
Please, quickly.
All right. Well, yeah. Basically, it's like kind of like if when you go to the pharmacy for your prescription, like let's say you have high cholesterol, so you might be taking atorvastatin. Well, your insurance plan, you're probably paying maybe $10, probably less, for a 30-day supply. Now, without the insurance, you would be paying between $50 and $70 for a 30-day supply, depending on what your prescription is for it, 10 milligrams, 20 milligrams, whatever. Now, the difference between that $70 and that they would want you to pay without insurance and the $10 that you would pay with insurance, that's basically written off by the pharmacy.
Okay.
So basically, we have three main counselors who are all licensed, and they will do either individual, group, family counseling for groups, or like I said, individuals. Most of it is individuals. And what we'll do is, first of all, Valhalla Veteran Services never charges a copay, because then someone might say, oh, well, I can't pay the $25. I'm already paying this for my copay for prescriptions that I have, or, so we never charge a copay to our clients. But what we do is we do bill the insurance companies, and what the insurance companies give us back is usually very, very little. As like no insurance company will give you exactly what.
But let's cut to the chase, John, instead of the details here. If I'm a veteran and I want to know anything about benefits or opportunities or I have got issues with medications, with anything, my mental health, whatever, how do I get to Valhalla?
Well, first of all, you can call us at 1-833-467-3838. Or you can go to our website, which is valhallaveterans.org. That's VALHALLA, veterans, veterans.org. Or you can even message us, send us a private message on the Facebook page, but the best way to get in touch with us is either through the phone number. That's the easiest way to get to us. And we are located in West Scranton. So we are located in Scranton. And once again, we help veterans, active military, and also the first responders, the police, firefighters, corrections officers, and EMS personnel. And we have actually counselors that have actually, just like all of our first responders and veterans and active military who have run towards danger, all of our counselors have done that too. So they basically worn the same boots that of the people that they're talking to.
All right. Well, John Wharton, Valhalla Veterans Services, you're available for veterans and first responders. Thank you very much. Wes Scranton. All right, my
Thank you, Bob. You have a great day.
You too. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back with our veterans tribute, the weather, and then you at 570-883-0098 to call or to text.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by John Basiliga, the friend to the veterans. Today, because it's Friday, we're featuring Basiliga Hospitality, just one of his great companies. I talked about the Old Brook Inn, the Far Street Tavern, the Queen City Tavern, the best bar restaurants in Northeast PA. Well, let's talk fine dining. Aterra 519, 519 Linden Street, downtown Scranton. Just walk in. You just want to be there. It's gorgeous. The service is great. And it's one of the most beautiful restaurants you'll ever see. And then we go down to downtown Wilkes-Barre, and we've got the Mary Stegmeyer Mansion. Dine-in, old world luxury. Great bar. Amazing food, great service. Aterra 519 and the Stegmeyer Mansion, the best fine dining in Northeast Pennsylvania and beyond. Richard Rossi. We lost him at just the age of 77, November 13th. He was from Sugarloaf. Born in Hazleton, 1966, graduate of West Hazleton High School. He played football, baseball, and was vice president of his class. He then went to Penn State Hazleton, where he studied business administration. He then served us in the U.S. Marine Corps, where he served as a rifle marksman, 1968 to 1969, during the Vietnam War. He was the owner-operator of Rossi's Restaurant and the Forest Hill Inn, both of Hazle Township. Avid golfer, member of the Sugarloaf Golf Club. He loved all sports. He was a frequent supporter of the ASPCA, Boys Town, and the Disabled American Veterans. When he wasn't making people laugh or telling stories, he was enjoying his slice of heaven on the farm. Surviving are five children, five grandchildren, and many other relatives. Our veteran this hour, Richard Rossi. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snediger today. Sunshine this morning with increasing clouds in the afternoon. It'll be about 28. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Saturday, partly sunny, 35. Saturday, partly sunny. Sunday, partly sunny, 35. 20 outside now, but man, I took the bulldog, well, the bull mastiff, Chauncey, out for a walk last night. We went a little longer, and it wasn't even last night. It was like just after dark, 4:30-ish, whatever. Man, it was cold. And I'm thinking, I have Frank Andrews. He, just one of the best people on the planet. Anyway, our former afternoon guy. And he gave us these jackets, and I've got it. It's my warmest coat. It's a WILK News Radio coat. He gave it for Christmas a couple years ago, and I wore that. And that, well, that was enough. But my gloves, which were super heavy from, I don't know how I acquired them, but somehow acquired them in prison. Like when guys were going home, they'd give you stuff they had, and they were contraband, but, you know. And they're normally like, man, my tips of my fingers were cold. And then you got to take them off when Chauncey goes to the bathroom because you got to clean it up. Hey, WILK welcomes authors Chris Finazzo and Matt Birkbeck. If you remember, I talked to Chris about his book, Reflections of a Town Driver, his prosecution and prison experiences, as well as those of many others that he drove after they left prison after decades. It's just an amazing, great prison book. And then Matt Birkbeck, he's an author's author. He wrote The Quiet Don about Russell Bufalino, The Life We Chose, about his henchman, Billy D'Elia. He wrote The Wicked, a murder mystery set in Jim Thorpe. He's got The Bookie coming out. He's got about five books before that. And they'll both be here at the WILK Performance Studio Thursday, December 11th at noon. And meet and greet. They'll sign their books. You can buy their books, all that kind of stuff. And, of course, I want to meet you, too. You have to RSVP. There's two ways to do it. WILKNewsRadio.com. You go to contests and events. Press that. Then you go to events. And scrolling down, you'll see this author's event. And then you give them your email. You scroll down. You do email. And you're registered to come here Thursday. And you have to register. But there's another way to do it. The Bulldog is standing by as I answer these calls. You call our number, 570-883-0098. You give them your email and your phone number and your name, of course, and then you're registered. Done. For me, that would be easier, but that you could do during the show. The other, you could register 24 hours a day online, but if you want to call our number, 883-0098, you could register through the Bulldog. Let's go to Kevin from Duryea. Kevin, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Cordero. I kind of off topic today. I didn't know you're talking about the veterans. Sorry to hear about Mr. Rossi. I called you the other day. I had two problems. One was with Social Security.
Yes.
I called Senator Fetterman, Senator McCormick, Representative Bresnahan, reached out to the governor, even you can't call the White House. You got to text it. I didn't know that. But they say Mr. Trump's coming to northeastern Pennsylvania. I don't know where. But
well, I don't think you'll have time to deal with your Social Security, Kev.
No. No. But this is what I want to tell you. Senator McCormick called me back one of his days and said, you know, we're working on it, because I told you I was on 60 Minutes about it and stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, what I wanted to tell you, and it pertains to everybody, I said, well, I also want to know how many IOUs are in a Social Security trust fund. And he goes, oh, I could tell you that. You ready? You know how much money is in between the Democrats and Republicans taking money out of Social Security? and throwing in IOUs?
I'm waiting. Kevin, okay. Kevin, I'm always quiet when I listen.
Okay, I'll make it quick.
Yeah, let's not do 20 questions here.
Okay. Okay. He told me $2.2 trillion worth of IOUs.
Sounds about right.
And yeah, and then every 4 years, they're going to take away your Social Security, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I want to say. That's all I want to say, Mr. Gordon. There.
Scary stuff. Thank you, Kevin. I'm happy. Yeah. That needs to be addressed, or at least people need to get it. They need to hear it once in a while. $2.2 trillion has been taken from Social Security revenues. Amazing. Thank you, my friend. Again. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let me finish for the moment with Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for December 5. She says, let us touch the dying, the poor, the lonely, and the unwanted according to the graces we have received. And let us not be ashamed or slow to do the humble work. She never was. St. Teresa for December 5th. Thank you, Mary Regina. We'll be back. I got a bunch of texts on egg prices. Tony from Sawyersville texts in. He said, Bob, just bought large grade A eggs at Aldi's Tunkhannock, $1.96 a dozen. Another, Bob, LTS, I just paid $1.99 for a dozen eggs. Great price. No problem here. Well, but see, they're looking for problems. They're making it up. It's pure insanity. And I don't understand it. Jack from Florida said, the Democrats seem to have trouble with long-range issues. They confuse weather with climate and inflation with the direct economy. These aren't people you want leading us into the future. And it's like, and remember, Mr. Paul points out, our executive producer, Trump is only imposing the tariffs so other countries will trade fairly with us. These are reciprocal tariffs. They're crushing all of our goods, placing tariffs on all of our goods, non-tariff barriers as well, and he's saying enough. Stop taking advantage of America, or I'm going to impose tariffs on you. So it's absolutely necessary that he do it. And thank you for reminding me, Mr. Paul, the reason he's doing it is the most important component of the tariff policies. Let's go to Larry from Plymouth. He's calling on the tariffs.
Yep.
Hey, Larry, there you are, buddy. You got to let your theme song kick in.
And here you are.
All right, now, Larry, you're not going to go over the edge on me today, are you?
No.
You're going to stay on the rails?
You know that song, The Red Baron, Bob? I still got that on 45.
Oh, I love that. It's a great song.
I remember that in 66. I just got out of high school not too long. Yeah, but, Manfred von Richthofen, he didn't get killed in a dogfight, Bob. He got killed from machine gun fire from the ground by the British.
Wow.
Yeah.
World War One?
But he did shoot 80 of the enemy down.
Amazing.
But anyway, Bob, you can't have too many Christmas lights.
Well, no. If you're going to complain about the price, don't have as many.
No, I'm not. But Bob.
No, that's all I'm saying. If you're looking to blame Donald Trump for the cost of Christmas lights, then guess what? Don't buy any.
No, Bob. I'm not saying. Look, they did go up, but I'm not saying it has anything to do with the tariffs.
Because it doesn't.
They've been going up for the past couple of years. I buy these rolls of 600 lights, and I used to pay $49. Then they were $59. Now this year they're $65.
Mm-hmm.
But I still bought a crap load already.
Well, that's not. To me, I like very, very basic decorations. We have a tree. Cutie did an amazing job. I hung this monster wreath in the front of the house. Uh-huh. We have the center of the house is a fireplace, and it's got this good stone going. And I put that up, and I'm done. If she wants more, done. Fine.
I'll bet you your wreath isn't bigger than mine.
That's a real possibility.
My wreath is about 7 feet in diameter.
All right. It took me a moment to think what diameter is. That's pretty big. Yeah, mine's only as wide as my arm spread, so it's only about 6 feet wide.
Okay, but this is, and I decorate it with pine cones, and I put loads of lights on it, and I got the bows on it and everything. But I've been what do you call, putting up my, what do you call it here? What the heck you call? My Christmas tree. I just got my Christmas tree up last night, and I'm starting to decorate it with lights.
Nice.
And and Bob, the one last thing. How come you do not play the whole Red Skelton Pledge to the Flag?
It's all. That's all we have.
Bob, the end of it is the best part. And at the end, he says, "And since I was a boy, there were two states added and two words." What the heck is it?
Bulldog, you got to find that version.
Yeah,
Bulldog.
Yeah. And
because we try to play it once a week.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republic which stands in a nation under God, indivisible with liberty, under God. Mm-hmm. And he says, wouldn't it be a shame?
And I love how he says God.
Wouldn't it be a shame if they said that was a prayer too?
Prayer to who?
Well, the under God. They put that. That didn't used to be in the pledge. And Red Skelton, since I was a boy, they added two words. Under God.
Okay.
And
He says
that was a prayer to, and like, you know, they took all the prayer out of schools.
Well, Bulldog, find that version where he adds the two states, because I know he starts with 48 states. I didn't know he updated it. That's neat.
Yeah, he said, since I was a boy, they added two states and two words. And that's really the best part of it.
The Bulldog will effer that, Larry. He will.
Yeah, it's honor. If you go in there, it's right on the end of it.
Hey, guess what, Lair?
Huh?
My Bacardo's Jewelers watch tells me it's 11. We got to go.
Okay.
All right, my man. Thank you. And keep putting it up. We lost the Culkin Christmas house here in Scranton on Music Street, and maybe Larry's can be a pale imitation, but somewhat of a replacement down there in Plymouth. We'll take a break because it is news time. That's what they tell me. That's what my Bacardo Jewelers watch says. We'll be back after the news.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.